First, let's take a look at Hoosier's family and relationships. This includes his background, marriage, and friendships. Hoosier was born on December 17, 1891 in Shanghai, China. His ancestry is from Jixing County in Anhui Province. At the time of his birth, his father, Hu Quan, was already 51 years old. Not long after his birth, his father was transferred to Taiwan as part of his duties as a local government official. Hu Quan served in civil and military posts across the island. Because of this, much of Hoosier's early childhood was spent in Taiwan, first in Tainan, then Taidong, and so on. This was the first time he came into contact with Taiwan. In early 1895, Hoosier and his mother returned to Anhui Province in China due to the First Sino-Japanese War. When the Chinese lost and ceded Taiwan to Japan, Hoosier's father left Taiwan as well, but passed away of illness in Xiamen, China, age 55. Hoosier was not yet 4 years old. In Hoosier's autobiography, he describes his father as of swarthy complexion, with short whiskers, and eyes gleaming with a stern dignity. This exhibit shows a picture of Hu Quan at age 47. Does the photograph correspond with Hoosier's description? Now, take a look at the display case below. This is a poetry collection titled Poems on Virtue by Hoosier's father. The poems are written in the form of four-syllable rhymes. This was the first book Hoosier ever read. Hoosier's mother brought him up almost single-handedly because of his father's early death. Feng Xuandi married Hu Quan at 17, and Hu Quan passed away when she was 23. She had high expectations for the little Hoosier, pushing him in his education. In his autobiography, Hoosier often discussed the profound impact his mother left on him, especially in terms of character, conduct, and interpersonal skills. There's a picture of Hoosier in his later years without glasses. He claimed that he resembled his mother if he didn't wear his glasses. In addition to shaping his character and education, Hoosier's mother also arranged his marriage with a girl named Jiang Dongshou. Hoosier was 14 at the time of the engagement. Only after Hoosier completed his education in Shanghai and the U.S. did he return at age 27 in 1917 to his hometown for the marriage. According to the Chinese tradition of, by the advice of the matchmaker and command of the parents, the first time he saw his wife was at their wedding. The following year, Hoosier's mother passed away. From the pictures on the exhibit, we can see that Hoosier and his wife had two sons and a daughter, but the daughter succumbed to tuberculosis at just 5 years old. Besides his family and marriage, Hoosier's many friendships with other intellectuals influenced his thought as well. We'll raise two representative examples of people with whom Hoosier remained friends for over 50 years. One was Chao Yuanren, a world-famous linguist who met Hoosier when they were both studying in the U.S. They became lifelong friends. The other was Edith Clifford Williams, an American woman Hoosier also met as a student in the U.S. Williams' Western education was a catalyst for Hoosier's philosophy regarding women's rights. Hoosier acknowledged the impact Williams had on his thought. Their friendship continued steadily until his death.